Yeah, I'm gonna sing and the smoke machine's gonna go off.
You're gonna sing?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, we didn't start?
No.
This whole time I thought we were doing a podcast, you guys.
No.
Really?
Yeah. I was trying to keep it together. There was like a dog play date happening. I was like trying to make small talk.
You were doing a great job. You're doing a really good job. I was doing a bad job.
My balls is totally moving, new and improving. Now can we get back home? I've got the heart and desire. My balls are on fire, ready to take us to the top. Welcome to the show. Did you know that your mom is a...
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, Michael Tully, just in time.
That was so gay.
It was gay.
Yeah, it was super gay. I expect you to rip your pants off and have a little thong on.
I have those.
Well, I believe you.
I'm okay with being a little gay.
Yeah. Oh, you are half gay.
Yeah. Yeah, just like your co-host.
Yeah, you're West Coast.
He's gay than me.
I don't know. The men he f**ks have wigs on.
Try not to say F-bombs that much. We're on YouTube.
Did I already say it?
You just clearly just said that, right?
When?
Right then. You said...
Ian, you said the men with which he fornicates.
Oh, I said f***.
No.
Oh.
What?
I said f*** or f***. I said both.
Yeah, try not to say either one.
Oh, the men he sticks his dick inside of. The men that he creates over and over again.
There's no point to anything anymore. I just don't know.
Yeah, there's no point in censoring yourself. I thought you're the king of the jungle or whatever.
Oh, no.
That was amazing.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Nope. Why? We want you to be here.
Yeah. Thank you, friend.
We definitely want you here.
Yeah.
In this reality with us.
Yeah. You guys just did a podcast, right?
Yeah, we're warm.
Yeah. You did your podcast.
We did my podcast.
What's your podcast?
Shank, you've done it before.
Yeah, I was on it. It was pretty cute.
It was really fun.
I like you. I've always liked you.
You do?
Yeah. I like Jordan too, but I don't think she really
I like
me.
You. I just don't know you, so I have to warm to you yet.
Oh, that's what it is. Right. Fair enough. Do you think it was rough because I said something nice to you when we met?
Yeah.
And you're like, what's up? What do you want? Is that what you thought?
What happened?
I did a set with her in Florida, and she went before me, or I can't remember, but I went before, and then I sat down and watched her because I had never seen her do stand-up in person, and I was laughing my ass off, so I went over there and said, hey, that was awesome. She was like, oh, it's terrible. This crowd sucks, and then walked off, and I was like, oh, okay, but I guess the crowd maybe wasn't the most amped crowd in the world, but I wasn't listening to the crowd. I was listening to her, and I was laughing, and she has an Australian joke, which I maybe found more funny than Americans would, because I was like, do we sound like that? Because we do sound funny. I'll grant you that.
I probably, if you said something nice to me, that would have brought you down a few pegs. But that is how I operate. Right. When people are nice to me.
I know those people.
Yeah, I'm one of those people.
I'm friends with a lot of those people. I grew up in a scene like that, but I've been trying to, because I'm a very dark, negative person, and I've been trying to see the light.
That's
and
good.
Be happy with stuff.
Are you in recovery?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's always how recovered people behave.
Right, that was a diss too. I appreciate all this. This is cool.
No, I'm also in recovery.
You are?
Yeah.
But you still want to be dark.
No, I just am around.
I've dated a lot of addicts.
Hey,
so
Romy,
I think I can speak.
Why is Romy here?
No.
That dog is that is get insane him out. That is
Who
a
that?
Dog.
It's Romeo.
That his head, his eyes are next to his nose.
It's huge. He has a huge brain, but not, it's a small skull. So power to weight ratio, there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
Huge
yeah.
brain, but a small skull.
But he plays women. Like we rescued him and his name was Romeo. He got rescued with this other dog, Lulu. And the owner was like an old gay guy. He died. I don't know of what, but he died.
AIDS.
Maybe, because it was old school. It was old school. Yeah. He might have like refused the
treatment.
The treatment. Yeah, it was like, yeah, I'm going yeah. out old school.
Yeah.
But we rescued both of them. And I was like, man, I don't really want to own a dog named Romeo because it's pretty gay. And I'm not that gay, believe it or not. Okay. But it makes sense because every girl that he hangs out with, they love him.
I could see that.
And now I'm like, okay, that's maybe why you got called
out. He does have a crazy cute little cartoon face.
It's cute. And he'll stand like any girl, he'll hang out. And just keep looking at you. Nice. You can be watching TV and you'll feel like something's looking at you and it's him until you love him.
My dog only bites boys, but that's because I paid her to do it.
Right. So, yeah, getting back to Ian, he's definitely gayer than me because he was on the show and he was talking about maybe there was a little pocket where I was as gay as him because when I first started gaying out, I was like, let's go, you know, let's see it all. Well, I was like, okay, I got a little taste, and I was like, because I'm a thrill seeker, you know. And I was like,
you? No way.
So I was like, well, let's gay on. What's it all gay about? So I got right into it, and then when I got sober, I just sort of felt way less gay.
Yeah.
And
I feel asexual now that I'm sober.
Oh wow!
I have no interest in sex now that I don't do drugs or drink. It's crazy. And I was a fiend when I was doing a lot of coke. I was a sex fiend.
Yeah,
and
the
now
bumps
I'm like,
do that.
I don't care at all.
Still,
take it or leave it.
Still,
take it off the table.
Eli,
get it out of here.
Is it? Yeah, you're saying that.
I haven't had sex since October.
What?
But then you know what's gonna happen? You're gonna and then you're gonna be like, oh yeah, this is what it was. Ugh. And then you're gonna go ham.
Yeah, I don't want to go ham. I don't want to go ham. So I'm
scared of going ham.
I'm scared to go
you're
ham.
You're scared of going ham on
I'm
that
I'm scared
date.
To go ham, yeah.
You're going to flick the switch on and you'd be like, right.
I don't want to flick. Keep it off. I just want my vagina to have the cobweb.
I get it. I
feel like that
over.
With the gay.
Really?
Yeah.
You went ham?
You went ham on the
D? You went ham on gay? Oh, you're more gay than Ian.
No.
Yeah.
Dude, he was on the show the other day talking about some stuff where I was like, okay, I've been there, but I would never go there again. And he talks about...
Like trans women?
No, I like trans women. I would still go... I would date a trans woman.
So what...
That's not gay.
But what does he do? I know, that's what I say to him. He doesn't really f*** dudes that much.
He talked about like he did on here.
Well, maybe they
on
were
the Patreon show,
off.
If you want to see more, because we couldn't even use it on the podcast, patreon.com/AliceMate, Ian gays off hard. He has the gayest story I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I just don't like...
But those are pre-recovery. Those are
promiscuous.
Oh, me neither. I don't like that either. Ian's my beef is with Ian. I think I want him to stop having promiscuous sex. I don't
it's
care.
Dangerous.
It's dangerous. Yeah, it's dangerous, and it doesn't make people feel. It doesn't make anybody feel good.
No,
I disagree.
You can't go ham on the P, and you can't go ham on the D. You heard it here, guys. For me, Shank.
You can't go ham on anything. Yeah.
Moderation.
Yeah.
Moderation.
Balance.
Right.
You can go ham on the D, but then, you know, go out and work.
See, I think I was like, once I start doing stuff, you know, I think to myself, you know what would be better? More stuff on top of the stuff that I'm already doing. Like orgy sounds cool if I'm doing all these other things on top of it. But now it doesn't.
Orgy sounds like I would have to have everybody leave their eyeballs in a bowl. Like, I can't deal with the eye contact being made where you're like, oh, this person hasn't tapped in yet. Now I have to get this person in. And you look at somebody and you're like, how are you? Like, there are pauses in threesomes. Nobody thinks about that.
Threesomes is harder than orgies.
There are awkward moments where you're like, what should I be doing right now?
Yeah.
It's like a game of Twister.
But that's if you care about one of the people in there more than the other.
But if you care about all of them, yeah, but they're still human beings. So if you're railing out somebody who you really is hot and somebody is just like sitting out, you feel bad for them. You want to keep them involved. So then you have to put a ball in
their
mouth.
Then you're like, hey, do you want to play with my nipple? I don't know. That's what I would do. I just thought of that right now.
I think you've been in threesomes with people. If you're in a threesome with all three people are high level, then it doesn't work like that.
High
really?
Level.
Yeah.
All tens.
I was
not attractiveness. Talking about like sex skills.
Oh.
I was the low level. I kept humming the theme song to X-Files the whole time.
That's bad.
I couldn't stop. I was really nervous.
I would probably not catch on, but once I did catch on, that would ruin it.
This is the craziest threesome of all time.
Yeah, it was really bad. He couldn't get hard, to be honest with you.
See, that's not really a threesome.
Yeah, it was just two girls and a limp.
It's like a two and a half-some.
I haven't had a threesome.
What am I?
Shocking turn of events. I haven't had a threesome.
That's not shocking to me, Valley
it
girl.
Isn't?
No, you don't seem like a threesome
wild.
Girl at all.
I feel
you
pretty don't wild.
You are not wild.
Oh, I guess I'm not wild. I guess I'm not wild.
You seem like a good girl.
Yeah, you do kind of seem like
I am a good girl, but I knew what this was.
You just said, Everybody knows what that is, yeah.
That's something you put on your giant
keychain. I can be wild.
Look, see,
whatever.
That's how they keep you from stealing the key at the library, right?
When you're trying to say that you're wild, that's another sign that you're not wild, yeah. Which is nothing wrong with that.
I've been tied up before, that's wild.
You've been tied up?
Everybody's been tied up. Have you been tied up and been hanging off stuff?
No, that sounds fun, but I haven't done that, no.
Right, because that's kind of a little bit...
I don't want to be like those people that put hooks on their back and hang upside down. That's too far for mommy.
Yeah, because you're not that wild.
Yeah, I guess I'm not that wild.
One time,
but
nah,
anal?
Man.
I've done anal, yeah. I don't love it.
It's rough.
Yeah. I think it's cool.
It's a little rough. It feels like you're pulling a nose hair out, but it's
rough. Practice, though.
I'm always like afraid of pooping.
Yeah.
You got to wash out.
But when you say wash out, are you mean like an enema?
Yeah, like I have a shower attachment.
Ew.
That goes up your
ass.
What
do you
mean, ew? Ew.
It goes up
your gay. You're more gay than Ian. You have a shower attachment for doing anal?
Yep.
That's gayer than Ian.
Sure.
You just shove
it's
it
not
up
gay
your
than
ass.
Ian.
Get the fuck out of here. Ian has random sex in Ubers with men. That's straight. That's some straight shit. You are cleansing yourself for your male visitor. Ian is doing it spontaneously because he can't control his penis. That's
gayness is a spectrum, guys.
No.
Well, I don't...
It is a spectrum, and he's on one side. I'm going to defend my boy here.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
When he's having male sex, when he's having gay sex, it is dirty and gritty, which I think is more heterosexual than you cleaning out your little pink bonnet.
Okay. Well, then, if that's your angle, then yeah, I agree. But
sometimes I see like a black dude with the chain and the really nice kicks and the really everything's good, and I'm like, you're kind of gay. You're a little bit of a gay guy, even though you've only ever had sex with women. You're a little gay.
Yeah, I don't like being stinky.
Well,
yeah,
I'm into the shower head attachment. I want to know where I can get this
from any sex store.
It's it's for
it's proper.
Oh yeah, that is gay. It's to clean out your ass. Specifically for that?
Yeah, I don't know why I had to get into that much detail. I felt like I'd already covered it in the first bit, but yeah.
No,
don't worry about
just...
getting censored. You'll never have a successful podcast if you worry
about getting
censored. Did you have a woman on who got their lip bit off?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have a lady on here who
I did. That's Hawk versus Wolf, though.
But that was
That's
you,
the
right?
podcast with Tony Hawk, yeah.
That was crazy.
She's my friend.
That was unbelievable. Yeah. That's how I first
she's
found out about
she's
you.
A skater, like a full-on skater.
Yeah.
I think about
she was
that
also a
day.
Model. She was in L.A., she flew in for a modeling gig and stayed at her auntie's house, I believe. And her auntie's pit bull bit her lip off.
Clean off.
Yeah.
So no lip?
Like, so to bat, she got a... Not that lip died, but she got like a skin graft.
Oh, your lip can die, dude?
He ate it, kind of.
He ate it off.
Stop the act out.
Yeah,
do you see
really
what
not.
She just did? She just was.
I see you doing
I
that.
Looked over here.
That's just how my body moves when I'm thinking about it. But they put it, they re-corrected it.
Yeah.
They grafted
She's
it.
Like this.
And now she looks fine.
Yeah, she looks great.
Now she has better lips. Than
someone hit her car in front of my shop the other day. And the person that hit her car jumped out and started running. And apparently it was a stolen car. And all the cops started chasing him.
Wait, my friend got hit by a guy at the front of your shop.
Yeah, by a girl.
And how do you know this?
Because I saw it.
Did you talk to her afterwards? Did she come into your shop?
My homie did.
Wait, the lady who got her lip bit off also got her car hit?
Yeah.
This is a lot of
bad things.
And then the person ran away and it was stolen cars.
She needs to save herself.
Oh, so she couldn't get insurance for it.
I don't know what happened.
Is that how that works?
She's got to get, we got to help her.
If you have insurance and a car hits you and a guy is a criminal and he runs away, the insurance still takes care of it.
Yeah. If you have insurance.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you not have insurance?
I have a motorcycle.
You have a motorcycle?
Yeah, and I don't have anything. It's all I ride. It's completely.
You ride your motorcycle in New York City?
Yeah.
Jordan, you should be careful. I'm careful.
I'm very careful.
I thought we were just in the Harley Davidson store for fun. I didn't realize you lived that life.
Do you have a Harley Davidson?
No, it's just a Honda.
Starting. Are you a starter kit? How long have you been riding?
It's like a year and a half.
So, yes, the answer is yes. It's a starter kit.
Yes, very much.
Do you have a background in dirt bike riding or anything?
No, I just grew up in the sticks, so it's always ridden vehicles. And I just was driving those Revels around everywhere.
Yeah.
And spending all my money on them. So then I was like, I'll just get this little motorcycle and use it to get to spots. Because I was late for every spot in the city. But
has anyone ever hit you?
No.
Knock on wood.
Anyone ever cut you off and had a close one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah.
I've had a couple of close ones.
The close ones are crazy.
Right?
But it's easier in New York because there's a million guys on scooters with you.
But also, you're not going as fast in New York because of the traffic.
I wouldn't do it out here if you paid me. I would not. It's too crazy. You guys drive like idiots. In New York, everybody's looking for a million different bicyclists, a million different Revels.
Yeah, because there's different things that are coming at you in New York than in LA. This podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp. Online therapy service that you can use right now.
You absolutely positively.
Therapy is a good idea, Michael. Do you know why?
Why is that?
Because people think they're too tough. Mm-hmm. And guess what? They're not.
If you think you're too tough.
I can beat most of you up. Guess what? I cry and I need help.
Therapy's like going to the gym, like, or eating vegetables. It literally can't be a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
There's never been a time that anybody has ever said, man, I just talked to a qualified professional from the privacy of my own home.
Ruined.
What a terrible idea that was. Think about how stupid you would sound if you said something like that. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. If you've been one of these people who's been thinking about doing it for 20 years, S or get off the pot, brother. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find the therapist that's right for you, brother man.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't be here if I didn't go to therapy. And I remember at one point, because I was raised by tough guys that were like, you don't tell the therapist, screw you, tough guy. I'm alive. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Alice today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Alice.
Sounds so scary.
You know,
it's not scary because it's, think about if you were on, have you ever ridden a moped?
Yes.
Okay. It's just that. Because you can't go faster than that.
Yeah.
Because there's too much traffic.
So it's like when Except you do fall off, it's like if you do fall off, it's like the most you're going to get is like 30 mile an hour, which is probably not even that. And if you fall off at 30, you can tuck and roll. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. But when I don't you do see it 60, myself doing a tuck and roll, Jason. Can you see me doing a tuck and roll in this jacket?
A tuck and rag doll, I guess. But still, you won't get that hurt, you know? And that jacket would support some damage.
Yeah.
Okay, then
it's pretty puffy.
I'm ready.
That jacket.
I'm ready to ride, baby.
It will be trashed afterwards, but you'd be all right.
It's fun.
I got saved by a laptop once.
Really? Wow.
I had a backpack with a laptop on it, and I was driving to work, and I was 20 feet from work. And as
it's always when it happens.
Going past the DMV, and the guy that was going to the DMV and didn't have any insurance or anything just turned up a road, a driveway that doesn't go to anywhere. And I was on the outside of him. So I hit him and went flying over the hood of his car and landed on my back on the other side on my backpack, snapped my laptop in half, and I was fine. My wheel got shoved into the engine of my bike, and I just dragged it over to the front gate of the studio, and I was on the air.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's
straight
crazy.
Away.
That's very lucky. That's
it was a good show. I was like, guys, guess what I just did? I just did a front flip over a car.
Yeah, you just surfed on your laptop.
It was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
But I like slamming. It kind of wakes me up.
You like getting whipped around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I'm really good at shoulder blocks.
What is a shoulder block?
Just when you go real fast and you come to a stop, I can take it, you know? I'm a bit of a nugget.
You're a bit of a nugget?
I could like take a shot. Like it doesn't hurt me as much.
Yeah.
I like you describing yourself as a nugget. That was fun for me. I was imagining a chicken nugget. It threw me off.
Like a giant hairless chicken nugget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's you.
Yep. Pretty much.
You're a McNugget.
I don't like that.
Why?
I don't like McDonald's.
You just told me you identified as a nugget.
A nugget in Australia is more like a gold nugget.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, sorry, you're not a McNugget, you're just a nugget. He's a bit of a nugget.
Yeah, like a rock, you know?
Yeah.
We don't think of nugget that way in America.
No, I'm
we're
catching
fat.
Yeah.
We're
McDonald's like, has ruined the word nugget for yeah. sure.
I was like, he's a bit of a McNugget, so cute. And then he's like, no, I'm not a McNugget. I'm just a nugget.
And I'm not cute either.
You're cute.
Uh-huh.
There's something endearing about you. You're cute.
Are your gold teeth replacement teeth?
No. I mean, like...
caps or...
No, they're real. Whatever gets smashed out gets put gold.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So those are missing.
Yeah.
How did the back ones get ripped out? Decay.
Yeah. No, was it an abscess or something?
It was.
Yeah.
It was what?
An abscess? Abscess.
Ugh. That sounds like it would hurt.
From getting hit in the face?
Nah. Oh, one... Nah, not... But I had two abscess and then the other ones were from hitting my face on the ground from a BMX. And then I think one got kicked loose. Yeah, one got kicked loose. And then I think a skateboard one, I hit my face on the ground pretty hard.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then there was an abscess.
And then the other ones were back in the day too. I've always, because I thought from a cowboy movie that gold lasts longer. So I was like, if I get a new tooth, I'll get a gold one because it'll last longer and I won't have to come back. And then when I got two, I was like, right, I want all gold teeth.
Yeah, so. I get that. I have grills. They're in the car.
We have a friend who's the hardcore band singer, and he had them replaced so that...
Toby.
Toby. Justice.
Oh, okay.
When he gets hit,
yeah,
it just dents instead of breaks. That's why I got the gold.
Yeah, because they do bend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But which makes sense.
Since I've got gold teeth, I haven't had them. They've been fine. They seem to are more durable, in my opinion. Yeah. I might just be better at moving my head out of the way.
You still box?
Yeah.
Box, really?
Do you have a bag here?
Yep, I got three.
I might punch it before I leave.
I can show you a couple things if you want. I'm not going to show you how to do it like that.
That was adorable. A jab.
Was it?
That was a shanky jab. Yes.
Oh, a shanky jab. Because when you say jab, no, it wasn't. But a shanky jab, I'll give you that.
That was a shanky jab.
You got a lot of rings.
That could hurt.
Oh, what was that?
That was a... A hook.
Oh, see, so you got.
I could do a roundhouse kick too.
No, you cannot.
Yes, I can.
No, you cannot.
Yes, I can.
Do you want to bet?
Yeah, bring me to the bag.
Do a roundhouse kick right now.
I need the bag.
Why can't you just throw a roundhouse?
I have strong little shanky legs, and I don't want to hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Well, can't you just throw a roundhouse and land back on your feet without hitting anything?
I don't know.
Where's the pad?
Yeah, you want to roundhouse the pad?
Yes, I do. I thought you.
What about this?
Roundhouse.
No,
no. Where's the pad? That's right here.
This. Scary. How many asses has this thing touched?
Oh, gross.
Okay, I'm hitting that.
Don't kick my dog.
You're roundhousing it. Remember?
Barely. I agreed to it on a whim, and now I'm like, I have to do this.
Yeah.
I hope my shoes don't fall off, because they're big.
Nobody who does roundhouses says that.
Well, yeah, because... I'm a valley girl, Jason.
Are you roundhousing me to the face or to the stomach?
To the bag. Huh? I'm going to roundhouse you to the bag. To the bag.
To this.
Now you take this off.
Look out.
Oh, here we go.
Did you just fall over taking your jacket off?
Yeah, I did. There was a lot of stuff in it. Okay.
Wait, are you going to kick right in front of me? Like
I'm going to kick the side of the bag right
that's
here.
Not a roundhouse.
What is a roundhouse? I'm not even wiped up right now.
You're not even, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
You're just going to kick the bag. So you want to kick it. Okay, so now you're
just
kicking
what's
the
natural.
Bag.
Nice.
Good kick, right.
Nice.
That's not bad. Calm down. Calm down. Okay, good. That's good, yeah.
Thank you.
But that's not a roundhouse.
That was great.
Well, I don't know what a roundhouse is.
That was really good.
I'm a valley girl.
My dog farted. It's rough.
Yeah. Did you fart and you're blaming it on coyote?
No.
I'm used to it.
Oh, dog farts are brutal.
Brutal, yeah.
My Boston Terrier, when she needs to fart, she comes near me to do it. And there's no
sound.
Your
Boston Terrier is scary.
She is not.
She is scary.
She's adorable.
She's scared the shit out of me in there.
I never saw her, so I don't know.
Burger's she the is, cutest person in the world.
She
Person.
What?
Burger is the cutest person in the world.
Yeah. They're my friend. They're my people.
She looks like she speaks fluent English. Like she's going to be like, hey, come down here. Get in here for a second.
She doesn't talk like that at all. She talks very cute.
No.
How does she
Dude,
talk?
Dude, my dog is ripping ass. That's why I don't
so
feed her
cute.
That raw food. Go shit on that pad.
No, definitely do that right now. That would be awesome.
Please shit.
A live dog shit. That'd be cool.
A live dog shit right after my kick.
In your house. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Lord help us.
When I came home from skating today, there was three shits and one pee, so.
Yeah.
It's not. Oh.
It's
not,
just the name of the
I'm
game.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
You put them in the toilet.
I want dogs to learn how to poo in the toilet like cats do.
Yeah.
But I also.
I'll build something for it, too.
They just don't do it very well. It doesn't matter.
Did you just say you were going to build something?
I mean, I'll build something. If she'll shit in the toilet, I'll build something up to the toilet.
But I've noticed that when dogs do poo in human toilets, the human toilet is no longer really a good toilet for humans.
Why is that?
Because of all the things you have to make around the dog to get on there. Gotcha, and the dog's like dirty feet and he poo misses the bowl. And
because I've seen people who had this.
Yeah, no, not personally, but I've seen videos of dogs doing poos in toilet bowls, and I analyze the toilet bowl and I'm like, I'm not putting my cheeks on that.
That's a very
because it's
point.
A nasty bowl.
That's a
that
very
makes
point.
Sense.
I feel like it's more of a dog when a dog has its own toilet. That toilet is for the dog.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's like an extra bathroom.
Which is fine. I'll also get one
if
of
you
those.
Yeah, if you have that.
Let me
yeah.
ask you guys a question. My friends who don't have dogs and I got into this big fight.
Hmm.
Okay, imagine this. You just made yourself dinner. You finished dinner. You still have some stuff left on your plate. Do you let your dog lick off of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Thank you. They told me I was disgusting.
No, they're disgusting. You know why they're disgusting? Because they hate dogs and they're probably those people that think dogs don't have souls. And that is like a thing that I've really started to figure out. I think that that's why bad things happen in the world, because I don't believe in God, but now I'm starting to, because people say, well, if God's real, how come earthquakes and tornadoes happen and kids die? Well, I'll tell you why. Because dogs have souls, and so all animals do, and we kill animals and we eat animals, and that's God punishing us for that.
Damn. Do you think we have a punishing
Check
God?
It out. I'll go deeper. Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney.
He's alive.
Right, but Paul McCartney used to eat meat, and guess what happened? Yoko Ono was in the Beatles and ruined his life. Then he became, and his wife had one leg and she died. Then he became a vegan. Shut up, Michael. I know it's probably wrong, but listen to me.
I'm listening.
Good. He became a vegan, and now look at him. He's on fire. He's the oldest Beatle. For sure he's going to outlive Ringo, and no one likes Ringo anyway.
Why?
I'm becoming a vegan right now.
Because everyone says Ringo's a bad drummer.
He's not a bad drummer. He's just a basic drummer.
But okay, listen, you guys. Paul McCartney, I thought Yoko was just a crazy bee.
Yoko, I've seen interviews. Apparently Yoko was in studio, John Lennon led her, but still she was
insane.
Like, no, don't do this. How about this?
I know.
And as a person that's been in a band, If you
bring your wife.
If your wife says, no, Jason, how about sing it like this? And it's Tully's wife. I'm like, I'm not going to say anything because it's Tully's wife. But afterwards, I'm going to go, Tully, seriously?
Can you tell your wife to not come to the studio? Yeah, I watched the Beatles on the Disney Channel and it was amazing. But you saw Yoko and she was just there looking all crazy eyed, singing, making everyone uncomfortable, doing like experimental weird art. I was like, you can tell the look on everyone's face is like, this bee needs to go.
Having you ever done acid with somebody that you're falling in love with, you'll let them tell you anything.
Yeah, wow. You're so...
It's crazy.
Oh my God.
You think you did acid all the time?
I think that they did acid
all the time.
And bonded their souls together, did that whole thing where they're like, oh my God, we're one.
Yeah.
Did you see the Chuck Berry episode of Chuck Berry played with John Lennon? John Lennon loves Chuck Berry. And they played together on what show was it?
Might have been Dick Cavett.
Yeah, like an old show back in the day. And Yoko gets on stage, grabs the microphone, and goes, and Chuck Berry's like, "What the?" And John Lennon is like, "Dude, like he doesn't show like hell no, but he I think that might have been one time where you're like, he doesn't look happy about that." They're all hanging out. John Lennon is stoked because he loves Chuck Berry. And then this. She just does that. Wait, that's a bad video.
People just hate her, though, also, because she's a woman. I mean, I have a joke about her, and I
really
do, too. But, I mean...
If she was a guy,
John Lennon
was
could
gay...
could have been like, fuck off, bitch, but he's a little limp dick...
Wait, so it's his fault?
I just do think that if he was in a band and she came in with all these ideas, he could have been like, back off, but he's so pussy-whipped.
I would be embarrassed if my lover did something like that to me. I'd be like, get off the mic...
No, it sounds like one of those wow, 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 wow thing.
A harmonica?
No. The tube. Wow, wow, wow.
The didgeridoo.
The ukulele.
The tube that goes to an electric guitar?
Oh, the talk box.
Just
I just think that she gets a bad. I mean, I totally think she.
I think you're looking at this in a very binary sort of way, where one of them has to be the bad guy. I think it's totally true that he was the most whipped man of the 20th century.
We can agree on
all
that.
Time.
No, Yoko is the bad guy in the dynamic.
But she's
thank you.
She's horrible, and nobody has ever let their band be ruined. Like, we've all, if you've been in bands, you know about band girlfriends, but nobody has ever got band girlfriended harder than John Lennon, and it just so happens to have happened to the flippin' Beatles.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, Jason Ellis from The Jason Ellis Show. I have eyes, sunglasses. They're handy, right? You don't want to squint all the time, but also you don't want to spend too much money on them, because sometimes you sit on them in the car and you feel dumb, or you lose them, or somebody takes them. I don't want to say steal because that's too much, but they just disappear sometimes. What if I told you you could get sunglasses for $25 from Gooder, as in good with an R on the end of it? Because in Australia, I would say good R. Oh, mate, good R. But it's a Gooder because I know where I am. I'm in America where we're kicking ass, drinking beer, and eating cheeseburgers. And we wear sunglasses. And Gooder have some great shades. See what I did there? Names like Ginger Soul, $9 Pour Over, and Donkey Goggles. Man, I'm really pouring on the American accent right now. But they look good. You wear them and someone will go, hey, man, where'd you get those? And you'd be like, Gooder. And I supported the Jason Ellis Show and used their code. So you could do that right now if you want and get free shipping on your first order if you go to gooder.com/Ellis and use the code Ellis, as in me, and get free shipping. So that's basically $25 and sunglasses are on your face. And someone's going to go, hey, man, you look badass. And you'll be like, yeah, well, go to gooder.com/Ellis and then you get free shipping, so you don't have to pay any shipping. So Gooder offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. Find your pair at gooder.com/Ellis. Use the code Ellis. You get free shipping. All right.
It was the worst band to let yourself get. And he was the guy that you would have thought, like, Paul... Seems like.
Did
that
you say flippin'? Because you don't want to say the F word?
I did.
Yeah.
That threw me off.
Because it's more fun. I mean,
it is fun.
Said
it's flippin', more creative.
And I was like, should I be saying flippin' instead of.
Well, no, you have to get your own word for.
Okay, sorry, my bad. Flipping can be his thing. It's not my thing.
Yeah. It's crazy because Paul
don't
McCartney
touch it, all right?
let his chick in his band. I don't know if you've ever heard the audio of Linda on stage. Some devious engineer took the audio and changed the live mix. She's singing backup vocals on Hey Jude, and they pulled down everybody else's vocal and pumped up Linda, and it's abysmal. It's terrible.
Oh.
And it's crazy that Paul McCartney his untalented chick be in his band, and yet he's still way less whipped than John Lennon.
That's insane. Yeah. But that's not fair that he doesn't go down for that as well.
But
I guess he was in his own band that nobody cared about anymore.
No. And listen, I did a pod this morning about John Lennon's last album.
Okay.
So I'm kind of up in this.
Oh, you please did? Explain. Did Yoko actually break up the band? Like, did they? Did
okay, I don't separate? Know about that. No, I'm talking about I'm talking about 1984 stuff. But what I will tell you, what I learned in the last 24 hours is that so John Lennon, by the end, it was literally their stuff was billed as John and Yoko.
Yeah.
Right? It was Plastic Ono Band, and their albums were collaborative, and there was still some great stuff on there. None of which had her voice on it whatsoever.
Yeah.
So he puts out this, he's really doing very good stuff until the very end. The night that he was murdered, he had a canister, an old school thing of like tape under his arm. He had just come back from the recording studio.
Wow.
So an album came out after he passed away, but there were additional recordings that weren't finished. The last song is, it's not Instant Karma. It's like, it's one of the really, really good ones. She put that out as his last single, and she put one of her solo songs as the B-side, and it's awful. It's full Yoko.
Dude, that's a little self-indulgent.
Like, of all the times to just go, you know what? Maybe this isn't
about me.
Was it about him, the song, at least?
No.
No.
It's called Oh Misery.
Oh, it's about her, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And she spelled it like Irish. Like, it's not Oh Misery. It's like a last name. It's Oh Misery.
But what Jordan said is true. They were just on too much acid.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Because things get weird.
Have you done a lot of acid?
I've done a lot of mushrooms. I've done acid a lot. I mean,
me too.
Probably like 6 times. I had a big acid trip that stopped me from doing it. But
same.
It was a big good. A biggie, but a goodie. But also a baddie, but a goodie.
How is it a goodie and a baddie?
I had crippling OCD for like my entire life. And then I faced it in an acid trip.
So it cured you?
Yeah, but it almost killed me. I mean, it was like I wanted to die.
When you say because it wouldn't turn off, like the acid trip went so long. Like, what's the bit?
It went so long, and it was like going in and out of a super bad, super good. The waves.
Oh, I've had a bad acid trip, and it will ruin your.
One time I was really drunk at a skateboard contest and we were in the hotel. Everyone was partying and a friend of mine had a sheet of acid and I was really drunk and I just grabbed it out of his hand and bit off a piece of the sheet. So I don't know how many acid trips I bit.
Yeah.
And that went too long. Like I was having fun and then I was shaking and then I set off the fire alarm. And the fire brigade came and kicked us all out of the hotel.
No. So on acid? Bad.
Yeah.
That sounds like a nightmare.
But then I was in a car with this guy, and he was like, hey, come for a ride with me. And I was like, okay. And then we got in the back of a car, and this guy took us out into a parking lot and did burnouts. And I couldn't even understand that we were in a car. And then it's spinning around. I was freaking out. And then me and this guy that were in the back got out of that car, got into another car, and we had these rocks that we found in the garden, and we touched the rocks. And all the sprinkler systems around the garden turned on. And we were like, no way. That was crazy. And then we're talking amongst ourselves about some other stuff. And then we're like, we should touch the rocks again. And then we touched the rocks again and the sprinklers turned off. Shit you not.
Maybe it was a sensor.
That was attached to the rocks that we were touching?
Well, they're fake rocks.
I thought maybe later on somebody was like turning the hose on and off when they saw us touch rocks. But I'm like, how could they see us inside the car? But that guy died.
Whoa, I wasn't expecting that plot twist.
He was a good guy.
That's perfectly on point.
That guy died. So you
would touch the rock and it would turn on and then you were like, holy shit, the rock is feeling the sprinklers.
Yeah, that was magical.
Yeah.
And he was like, did that really happen? Because we were tripping. I'm like, I feel like that really happened. Like, I feel like I see the sprinklers on right now. Do you? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, did it not turn on when we touched the rocks? And he was like, that's what I saw. And then we were laughing and freaking out about it. And then we're like, let's touch the rocks again. And then when the sprinklers turned off, we were like, okay, holy shit balls. This is crazy.
Wow.
Doesn't actual magic stuff happen more often when you're tripping? I've found that. I've known some people who are just kind of fairy people. I knew this one girl. We would
identify as a fairy person.
And she like looked at a tree. She's like, hey, what's that? And she like literally like the bough. I don't know what a bough is, but I think it was a bough of the tree. She like pulled out jewelry. And it was like, why the hell was there a golden necklace in the tree? Yeah, and why did you just spot it right now? But that does happen more often when you're on psychedelic drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you notice things more and you're way more in touch with your surroundings. I mean, I think you just plow through life typically, but when you're on acid, everything is...
There's synchronicities left and right, sweetie. Yeah.
You mentioned intrusive thought in your special. Yeah. I've got a touch of that, and sometimes I have a little bit more than a touch of that. How does that manifest itself? Because that's obviously related to OCD.
I have it where, like on airplanes, I'm worried that I'm going to freak out, open the door... I'm worried that I'm going to jump out of my four-story, walk up. I was a contractor, and it started...
Contractor like a hitman?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And like...
That's very cool, by the way.
Thank you. And it would, with a nail gun.
Yeah.
I would be worried that I was going to
do it
to myself or jump off a roof. I had to quit roofing because I was worried I would jump off.
Wasn't Ian also a contractor?
Ian was a laborer. He was never a contractor.
He told me he was a contractor when he did
it's
my podcast.
Insane that he said that.
Do you ever stand on the ledge and look down and get tingly?
Now I can't do it. The other day I brought Coyote up to the roof and she started walking towards the edge and I tackled her like she was a football. It was crazy.
Because you'd think she wouldn't, but...
I thought she wouldn't, but then she was walking towards it and it was the most... We'll never do
I get that.
It was so scary.
I get that.
But yeah, I won't... Oh, it was such an awful feeling. Had a slope, so I didn't even know she'd go up the slope.
My dog likes to hang out on the roof of my house on the edge.
Really?
Yeah, I live in a guest house, and he likes to go to the edge of it and put his chest out.
How far is the drop?
It's far.
Far enough to end it?
Far enough to end it, yeah. Right.
But he doesn't do it.
What's worse, falling off and like almost ending it or ending it?
Obviously ending it.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if I hit the ground so hard that I'm like... incapacitated for the rest of my life, I'd rather just finish me.
What are your intrusive thoughts?
Perpetrating acts of violence on unsuspecting people who don't deserve them.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I've told you this a million times. Like, I just like, you know what it is?
What?
It's not, I get a little bit of
it all the time.
I get a little bit of what you have. Have you tried to make sense of it? Have you talked to a
It's just you don't. My entire life, you just don't trust yourself, and the parents weren't around to like tell you how to behave.
Yeah, I think it's also it's like you're so afraid of what would happen if you fell off that you almost have to start daring yourself. Be like, well, what if I made myself do it on purpose? You know, it's not that you
totally.
People hear it and they go, oh, you must secretly want to commit suicide.
No,
it's like, no, you're so afraid.
No, I've had
that
intrusive
you're,
thoughts.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The. You know, I didn't know when it started even for me. As a kid, my family went to mass. I was like an altar boy and stuff like that. And it was like, we're all standing here acting like it's perfectly normal for this guy to be like, and then God said, blah, blah, blah. And we all just go along with it. I'm like, if somebody just got up and walked over to the priest and just punched him as hard as they could, like, what would happen?
Yeah.
Like, how would our town ever bounce
that
back
would be
from
so
that?
Fun.
And so I find myself, I know, right? it just carries me into adulthood where I'm dropping my kids off at school and like a mom bends over to pick something up. And I'm like, if I just soccer kicked her in the head. Like,
oh, that's different.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, in the head.
Just not thinking that I actually want her to die.
I just think you kick her in the booty and make her fall over in the head.
No, nobody wants this to happen. That is why we have the fear. Yeah. Totally.
And you're afraid that you might do it because it would be the wildest shit that ever happened because it was like so pointless because I don't want to do it. That's part of what makes it so crazy.
When I was 5, I went downstairs. I just needed like water or something. I remember leaving. I slept in my dad's room all the time and I went down and I grabbed a knife and I remember being like, oh, I could hurt myself with this. And I just fainted immediately. Yeah. That's like, and that's where it started. Yeah. I just was like, I could hurt myself. Yep. And I passed out. I mean,
you,
I passed out.
Do you faint? Do you faint a lot?
Yeah.
From these thoughts or just you faint?
I can faint from the thoughts, but yeah, I faint from like blood or I fainted on a plane.
I've fainted before.
Do you faint? Are you a fainter?
I'm not a fainter.
I'll faint. I faint in movies.
I'm kind of fascinated.
What?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I faint. I'll get up from a movie and be like, fuck, here we go. Bam.
Huh. I fainted.
Wait, so
in
you
the
know what's coming?
Yeah, it feels like it's the worst feeling in the world. I fainted on a plane recently. Thought I peed my pants. I didn't. I just sweat through it.
Man, I got knocked out once and woke up in the hospital and I peed my pants.
Yeah.
And the nurse was wiping my balls with a wet towel.
What?
That feels good.
It was cool.
Is that nice?
It was cool.
That sounds nice.
That's a nice way to wake up.
She wasn't that hot, but I didn't care at the time.
No.
I was like, hell yeah.
That's so sweet.
It was.
I fainted in the gynecologist's office getting STDs.
Because they were checking your vag?
No, they were taking my blood for STDs.
Oh, okay.
Clean.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, God.
Yeah, I don't go to the doctor.
Maybe you are a little crazy.
I am crazy. I mean, I'm a
To be worried about that tells me that you're a little freaky.
Yeah, I'm freaky. I don't need to prove it to you guys. I know.
I've seen her do it. I've seen her touch a black girl's hair once.
Wow, that is crazy.
I saw her do it.
They hate that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Learned that one the hard way.
It was a big problem.
Wait,
so funny.
He doesn't know the full story. You don't know the full
story. She touched a black girl's hair. It was
without
and
asking.
Everybody flipped out, and nothing was funnier than Kim trying... She was like, I don't understand what happened. And Kim was like, you just can't touch a black girl's hair. And I remember at one point you were like, but why? And I was like, I don't really know.
And
it's just not something we do.
Yeah, why is that?
I'll tell you.
Because it's a trope, because they have hair that is different than ours. So for millennia, we have always been asking to touch it because it is an other.
Oh,
and it's bad to do that.
Yeah.
And she was on mushrooms. And of course, she had the intrusive thought probably in her mushroom brain where it was don't.
I was like, I'll make her feel better. I was being a sensitive, nice, kind mushroom lady.
Yeah.
In the process. Okay, what happened? The full story is this. I'll give it to you in a quick rundown. Basically, we were all on a party bus on our way to the strip club after Skankfest.
Yeah.
I was sitting on Jamar's neighbor's lap because it was a crowded bus.
Mm-hmm.
And to save space, I sat on his lap. And then he looked at this girl that was sitting across from us, who was this black woman, and said, are you a stripper? Then she said, I'm not a stripper. How dare you ask me if I was a stripper?
He said, do you work at the Peppermint Rhino?
The Peppermint Hippo.
The Peppermint Hippo.
And she got really offended. But in Jamar's defense, I guess
she was dressed like a whore.
Yeah. And there was a woman the day before who looked a lot like her.
Yeah.
So then she started telling.
And he's black.
And she started telling all her friends that my boyfriend, because I was sitting on his lap, asked if she was a stripper.
Oh, she started to try and start beef.
So then we get
She started beef.
She started beef. So then we get to the fucking strip club, and all of, and like her lesbian friends are coming up to me and they're like, the man that you're with is a piece of shit. And
wow.
I was like, he's not my boyfriend. I just sat on the bus to save room.
Yeah.
And then I was like, is she mad? And so I tried to go over and talk to her. And in the process, I went like this.
Oh, no.
And then I touched her hair. And then I drank her champagne that I thought was everyone's, but it wasn't. And then I got kicked out. Then I started crying and I had grills in.
Wait, they kicked you out?
Yeah. I needed to go. To be fair,
you were crying.
To be fair, I needed to go.
I left too. I mean, it was crazy because it was also a group that I knew. Like, my friend was in their group, and it was Shrooms versus Coke.
Oh.
And it was the scariest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
I stopped. I mean, it was like, I stopped talking to those people because I was like, you guys are no. Like, you just.
This is all Skankfest people.
No. These were a girl that I grew up with there with her crazy friends.
Seeing Beyonce.
And they. Yeah, seeing Lady Gaga.
Oh, Lady Gaga.
And they met up with us at the thing. And by the end of it, it was like, dude, you like want her to kill herself. Like, you want Sarah to, you know what I mean? Like, this is crazy.
Why would...
It was because they're bullies, dude. They're such bullies. I refuse to be around them. They started shit-talking Ian to me, and I was like, he's my best friend. And
How could you shit-talk Ian?
It was so weird. It was like crazy.
It was crazy. Because
it was Coke girls mixing with a group of... comedians on mushrooms.
Those are the times where I wish I could pull my penis off and turn it into a vagina and just start cracking. You know what I mean?
You mean fighting?
Yeah, like beat them up, man. Like, you're gonna bully it? Like, oh yeah? Like,
you would have lost. These girls are very scary. They kept saying, why are we here with all these poor people, Jordan? And I was like, they have a lot of money.
Meanwhile, it's me.
Man.
I'm like, yeah, I could use some money. Subscribe to my Patreon, patreon.com/Sarah Weinchenk.
Do you think you're hot?
No. God, no.
Why not?
I just never have identified as such.
Do you think if you saw yourself as hot, you would not like yourself as much?
There's no possible way that I could begin seeing my... I mean, I've tried everything.
You've tried to think of yourself as hot?
Oh, yeah, totally.
So if I thought you were hot, you would just be like... You're such a...
I would be like, you're probably just a guy who thinks that I'll like dominate you because I'm very masculine. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's whenever a guy's like, I think you're hot, I'm like, yeah, because you think I'm going to like step on your balls.
No, I don't want that.
You know what I mean?
I don't like
with
that.
High heels.
I don't wear high heels.
Have you ever had your balls stepped on with high heels?
No.
Ah.
My friend has stepped on someone's balls, but she's not here, so it doesn't matter anyways.
Yeah, I don't, that doesn't interest me.
Yeah.
When those videos are like where people get kicked in the nuts, I don't understand that at all. Like when the guy, and it's one thing to be like, oh, and go down. I'm like, yeah, okay, maybe money or maybe funny, you did it. But when guys get money kicked in the funny. Ball and they go, oh, I'm like, whoa. Because I've met girls they've kicked guys that pay them to kick them. Uh-huh. And they're not joking. They are very excited and very grateful.
They stay hard?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Their wires even harder. Are crossed.
Wow. Yeah.
Maybe they could do, like, what about in the future? Because, you know, there's a lot of pussies out there now that get knocked out for tattoos. Which
no
is so,
you do?
Yeah, celebrities do it.
What do you mean? Yeah.
They get knocked out and get, like, a sleeve or a whole chest piece. I know a guy that got numbed out on his chest. I'm not going to say his name, but... He brought it up to the wrong guy. Like, he was like, yeah, man, I got a chest piece. And I was like, well, that's cool. He's like, yeah, actually, funny story, I went to the hospital to get it numbed. And I was like, excuse me? And
that's
like,
so fucked up.
And he had an allergic reaction, so then he had to do it again another time. And I'm like, dude, it's rite of passage to get a tattoo. If you can't take the pain, you shouldn't have the tattoo. Like, that's not how...
Yeah.
That's not... I'm jealous a little bit, I think. But also, I'm like... You're not in our game. You know what I mean? You're not allowed to be in
that's
our game.
That's really fucked up. That's like but a white girl wearing a grill. Game.
There's celebrities that get them now. Okay. Jordan, there's people that get like a sleeve and a chest piece. So they're out. Tattoo artists work all night on it. And then they wake up like, ta-da. And I'm like, well, if you do that, why don't they knock out women and just push the baby out?
Ugh.
If I were a tattoo artist, I would do like Michelangelo when he painted the Sistine Chapel. One of the guys was like, I don't forget who he was, but he was like a critic of it, and he made him put all those scarves over the genitals and stuff.
So uncool.
And he painted that guy in the corner with a snake biting the tip of his dick.
Which is
no, awesome. That's amazing.
That's what I would do if I was a tattoo artist. Like, I'd be like, I'd paint or tattoo little dick.
Okay,
limp, you know.
I have a story, and it's embarrassing.
Okay.
I got a tattoo from a girl, didn't know her, saw her on the internet, was a really good tattooist, not interested in boning her at all. She wasn't that hot. Just wanted to get her tattoo.
Uh-huh.
She tattooed me. And then when she finished the tattoo, I took painkillers. This is back when I was like high all the time.
Uh-huh.
I took so many painkillers that I fell asleep while she was tattooing my neck. And then when it's all said and done, she's looking at me and she goes, and I was like, that was weird. And then when I got home, I didn't realize, and maybe a couple months later, I was in the mirror looking at it, and I was like, is that a dick and balls?
No.
And it wasn't really, but it was kind of like a dick and balls. I had a friend tattoo over it.
No.
But the one that the double snakes, there was like this little thing. To me, some people disagreed, but to me, I was like, ball, ball, dick.
No.
Yeah, and whoa. I swear, like when she looked at my neck and went, just for a second, she grinned, and I was like, you... And I think she did it because I fell asleep.
That's good. Good on her.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
You took painkillers for a tattoo.
Yeah.
I know it wasn't for a tattoo. It was a crippling addiction probably, but still.
Yeah, because they don't. Yeah, you're right.
I fainted during two tattoos. I'm not happy about it.
You did? You're a fainter.
You fainted on a tattoo and then you went back and got another tattoo.
I have a bunch of tattoos, but I fainted.
Are you scared of fainting every time you get a tattoo now?
No, it's only in sensitive spots. I fainted on this one right here.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good tiger.
Yeah, it got really close to the sensitive spot.
On the bone.
And I was like, John, I think I'm fainting. And then I came to, and he had all these candy bars in front of me, and I was like, wow, you got those fast. And he was like, no, you just fainted, and I had time to go get them. No.
How long were you out?
I don't know, but I guess his other guy got him. But tattoo artists deal with fainting better than any nurse I've ever done. Yeah. This one I fainted when it got up here. I was like, fuck, and then I passed out. But then I just wake up, and they keep going.
How long do you get, when you say, hey, I'm going, how long is it before you drop?
Well, it depends. I try not to, because what sucks, like John, my tattoo guy, was like, thank you so much for saying it before you dropped.
So he caught you.
It's so annoying when people drop. And
So
I try and say it. Because
have you tried deep breaths before you faint?
Oh my God.
You fight it. Okay. Sorry.
Are you kidding me?
Because I've almost fainted a few times from pain.
Yeah.
And I'll do like these big breaths where.
Like Wim Hof almost?
Maybe. I never really watched these videos, but I do.
Yeah.
I try to do that. And one time I blew my knee out and my knee like popped sideways and I had a vacation. It was like after a boxing fight. My friend kicked me in the leg after I won the fight and snapped my leg out to the side and just snapped my MCL off. And I had already booked a vacation with my wife to Mexico. And it was the first vacation.
Why'd he kick you?
He was a crazy person. Okay. He was a pro fighter and he thought it'd be funny. He didn't mean to hit the side of my knee. One guy kicked me in the leg, and then he kicked the other side to be funny and kicked me right on the side of my knee, and it snapped in front of thousands of people. There, everyone saw it go bink the other way. And I'm like, that, and the adrenaline, it didn't hurt at the time, but it kicked in afterwards. So I got a friend of mine gave me this crazy motocross knee brace to go on vacation because I'm like, I'm not going on vacation. Like, this is why I did that fight, because I was going to celebrate and go to Mexico.
Yeah.
So I've got this big knee brace on and it's annoying me. I've been swimming and all that stuff. I take it off in the hotel room and I was getting a BJ on the balcony and room service came. And I was like, oh, I'm going to jump out of the way because I'm naked. And they were like, room service? Like they were just going to come in. And I jumped up to get out of the way and my leg slipped on the marble on the balcony and my knee went and like out and back in again. And I went, oh, and I was like, oh, and I was like, no, no, no. And I'm like, oh, and I was like gray in the face, but I didn't go out. And I just thought every time I've almost fainted, I do that. And I think that it saves me, but
it
I
does
don't,
help.
I don't actually, you think it did?
It helps, but it just is like, once you're past a certain point, especially if I haven't eaten enough or too much coffee or just done. And what happens is I'll faint and then come to pretty quick.
Yeah.
Like only once did I pass out and like, plane landed and I woke up and I was like,
whoa.
So you're out for a minute.
Yeah, that was
it gets
crazy.
Scarier when people are out for a long time.
Yeah.
Do you
I don't
feel
like
faint
that.
After you get out of the shower when it's if it's really hot?
No.
That's just anything.
Wait, you've done that?
Yeah, where I get out of the shower, it's so hot I feel like I'm gonna faint.
Well, but you didn't.
I didn't, but it felt like it. Like all the blood like left my head.
Have you ever hit your head when you faint?
No, because I feel so sick beforehand that I can get down.
Oh, okay.
The weird one is movies. I did fall during, I saw a horror movie and I got up and I fainted.
Is it gore or jumpy stuff?
It's if they have a perfect music with gore. So if the Saw won't get me, Saw is gay. But if it's like an artistic fucked up movie,
yeah.
Then, and it's like, then I'll
Okay.
Yeah. M. Night Shyamalan, horrible movie. The movie Old.
Yeah.
Because
wait,
they had the
old
crescendo. Yeah, Old.
Wait.
When they cut into the girl's stomach because the because the music was going up and up and up, I was just like, ugh. I fainted at the movie, like children's movies. I fainted after Menasha about
what's Menasha?
Hasidic Jews.
What was
just because the music got faint? Too intense.
It, like, oh, okay. So the music's probably more of it.
Yeah.
You sound just sensitive or something.
I'm just sensitive.
Have you ever rocked out and passed out?
No,
like, this song
never.
Kills. Well,
never. Hardcore shows, I've never felt more right. Like the blood is in my body.
Is that you're into hardcore shows?
Yeah.
Is that why you and Ian are so tight?
Part of the reason. And we're bipolar and we're insane.
When we first became friends, he gave me his phone number. And then within seconds, I was sent like 7 hardcore bands.
Do you like any of them?
No. Mm-hmm. Hardcore. I mean, I don't mind
sounds
them.
Angry. It's like, just,
I get it. I've experienced it several times. I'm aware of hardcore bands. I appreciate them, but I'm not. It's just not my thing.
Not your thing.
I'm more of an old school metal guy. Or these. The older I get, the more I'm into stuff that is like really old,
like
60s.
What?
Like, I like soul music.
I thought you were gonna say Taylor Swift.
I don't hate. I don't care. You know, like to me, that's fake music. And I know that sounds negative, but it's I'm.
Yeah, it's nylon
it comes,
music.
It comes with like a Pepsi.
It's
and
like
I don't
bubblegum.
Care. Yeah, I'm more into like music from the 60s and stuff.
Like Led Zeppelin?
I played too much as a kid, Led Zeppelin. Like even Metallica to me, like I love Metallica. It's my number one band, always will be. But it's I don't listen to it anywhere near as much because I know everything they've ever done.
Yeah.
So much. Like, and I'm one of those people like, I love this song. Play. Like I'm what we're like, I have to be alone because you would hate me.
Yeah.
Because you'd be like, wait, seriously? Repeat? Are you serious?
And I'm
like,
ADHD.
I do that too, though. I repeat the same songs all the time.
I was so happy that you were playing Dawn's in the car.
I was just thinking about how I was going to play it on the way back.
I repeat it so much.
I repeat that song so much too.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Do you want to
What is that?
It's a Zach Bryan song.
Who's Zach Bryan?
Zach Bryan's this country artist.
Yeah.
And he has this song called Dawn's, and it's a duet with, I think it's Maggie Rogers.
I'm and thought that it was Dogs.
You thought that it was
even
called?
The name, though the name of the song is Dawn's. I thought he was saying, give me my dogs back. Yeah. Like they went through a breakup and she took the dogs. And I was listening to it with my ex boyfriend who hates me, like thinks I'm, he thinks I'm like white trash. And
why
he
does
like,
he hate you?
He
Did
just,
you cheat on him?
No, he just doesn't like me. He just is.
But when you break up, usually like the girl didn't do it. It's weird to hate the girl.
Did he
hate you just because it's easier for him to break up with you?
No. He just, the whole time we dated was just like, you're disgusting. He just really liked that I liked him, I'm pretty sure. But anything I did, he'd be like, oh. And I said that, I was like, Dogs. I sang Dogs. And he was like, it's Dawn's.
I had a legendary skateboarder in Australia came into a skate shop once and he started singing Jimi Hendrix. And he said, there must be some kind of way out of here. Said the Joker to the Beast.
Oh,
and both of the guy behind the counter was my age, and we were both the same age, and I don't know much, but I know that that's not what it is, and we both looked at each other and didn't say anything because he was the kind of guy that would have beaten us up if we had it.
Yeah,
you're so stupid. It's not that, you know.
Yeah,
but I never forgot it.
It's
ever.
To the thief, said the Joker to the.
Yeah, sure.
Is it thief?
Jay must be. Something.
You guys see the irony of. What's happening here, right?
Yeah.
Now.
See, to me, I say the Beast now, so, and it's been like 40 years, so it's hard for me to know the Joker to the Thief. Sure, I'll go with that.
I'm not a Dylan guy, but I'm pretty sure it's Thief.
Oh, yeah, it was a Dylan cover.
I think
cover.
It's Thief.
That's what made me like Bob Dylan, though.
I love Bob Dylan.
I was like, wait a minute, Jimi Hendrix didn't write this?
I love old Bob Dylan.
Wait, you don't like Bob Dylan, Michael?
Oh, come on.
What do you mean no like
Bob
that?
Dylan,
Nobody actually likes Bob Dylan.
Okay, yes,
what?
They do. Yes, they do.
All right, I will say I have a Bob Dylan tattoo because the song is not a good song, but the words are some of the best poetry I've ever read. I think he is one of the best poets.
I'm willing to believe that.
And funny. Some of his songs are very funny.
Everybody likes to get like stoned. Shit. That's funny.
What lyrics do you have on you?
I have Ramona on me. So the song To Ramona is, I think, some of the best lyrics ever. It's really, really good.
That's cool.
But the song sucks.
He's one of the greatest radio DJs ever.
What do you mean?
He was a DJ for SiriusXM when I had a job there, and I just listened to him. It's like pre-recorded or whatever, but he played the most I've never heard one song that he ever put on, and the stories that he would tell before he would play the song was so hardcore information that he knew about this particular artist.
Oh, that's awesome.
And his voice was so over the top. Yeah. And he would bleed it into the song. Like, you could tell, like, I was a DJ, and I'd be like, this guy sucks. I mean, fuck this guy, fuck this band, and here you go. And then his one was just like, he must have played it 17 times before he was like, yeah, you can use that one. Because it was just, it was a part of the song. Like, it flowed. I liked listening to him talk more than the song.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, he was incredible.
Wow.
Yeah, you should go find, it was like Storytime Radio. It's got some sort of name. But as dumb as his voice is when he's singing is how perfect it is when he's talking about random jazz songs that came out in 1920.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, okay. Jazz songs from 1920. Yeah, because it was stuff where I was like, huh, who, what? And then the song was like, dude, you listened to this whole song? Because it was just like, you know, songs where I was like, I am too young to understand that this is music.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what is happening right now? And he was like, yeah, they say that thing here. Like, he's so, he's gone.
That's cool.
Yeah, I really loved it.
I never knew he did that. And that was before his voice got all weird.
No,
after his voice got all weird. Why, did it get even weirder?
It got even weirder.
It's really bad right now.
Yeah, now it's like this.
I heard it's like unlistenable if you see him in concert.
It's always been unlistenable.
Well, to you.
there's the famous story, right, that like in 81 or something, he's playing at the Hollywood Bowl, and he's literally halfway through the show, and he just looks into the crowd, and he sees Ringo Starr sitting there, and he's like, hey, Ringo, what should I play next? And Ringo's like, that's weird. Play Tangled Up in Blue. And he's like, I already did.
Oh.
No.
That's bad.
That is bad. When Ringo is not recognizing Tangled Up in Blue, that's a bad day, sweetie.
Yeah, that's brutal.
And what happens then?
I guess he just keeps on playing more.
The silence that happens in a packed out stadium.
One, two, three, four. I mean, they just keep... if he was like... aware and responsive to his surroundings, a lot of things would have been different about the last 50 years.
Yeah. Do you like doing your podcast, Jordan?
Yes.
You don't plan on stopping?
I don't plan on stopping.
You enjoy it? You're not sick of it?
I'm sick of it.
You are?
Well, we had to bank a whole bunch.
When you bank a whole bunch, it's easy to get sick of it.
I feel like comedians and their podcasts are more comedians and less podcasters, and eventually they're sick of it.
Yeah.
And I feel like, because I talked to somebody today that was like, just so you know, I'm not doing my show anymore. And I was like, your show is, what? Are you okay? And they were like, yeah, I'm okay. I've never been better. I just don't want to do it anymore. I'm sick of it. And I was like, I can't understand.
Yeah.
Like, it's my life. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, it's not mine. Jerk off. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's how Ian feels. Ian is like, this is the life. And I'm like, yeah, I love doing it. I love Ian. But also, it is... Yeah, it's not like...
It's a full-time job. It's like,
you feel the same way.
I love podcasting, but it's definitely a lot. Mm. I mean, like, I love doing This Bitch with Kim, and I love doing Shank, and I love having both of them, for sure. But there are periods of time where I get burnt out on it. But I've been doing my podcast since 2018 and been podcasting since, like, 2012.
Let me ask you both this. If tomorrow, or, you know, in a month from now, the success of your stand-up career is... Tom Segura status, do you do the podcast?
No.
I think I still do the podcast.
Do you still do the podcast because you know that you're at a Tom Segura level and your podcast is now going to be huge as well? Or are you saying you would, let's say you're huge, your stadiums, but your podcast is still doing the same numbers. Do you continue to do it?
Ooh.
Gotcha.
I don't know. That changes everything.
You do know.
Well, I don't know.
I just would do it less. I would cut the Patreon off, and I would just do it once a week.
Okay.
Just because I can hang out with Ian once a week. That's great.
Because you do enjoy that. I mean,
yeah,
I do.
I like hanging out with Kim and doing it.
Yeah.
Right.
But like, I don't like it when we have to bank 10 episodes.
Yeah, I would just be like, sorry, you're missing a week, bitches. You know.
Wait, sometimes you do 10 in one day?
Well, sometimes we'll do like 10 in 3 days. We'll do a lot.
Oh, okay.
If Kim goes on the road, we'll do a lot. Yeah, okay. If I go on the road, we'll do.
It's too much.
It's a lot.
And Ian is, I get really angry. and Ian is very touchy and happy and bouncy, and I get really Eeyore and like, get the fuck off me.
Okay.
And then our producer is like, hey, you need to be nicer to Ian, which makes me more mad. And I'm like, yeah. You can't tell me what
That's
to
like
do.
That's like Kim gets told to be nicer to me.
She's
oh,
mean.
Really?
Yeah.
I texted her the other day and she didn't text me back.
That's Kimmy.
Yeah. Yeah, I
He's busy.
I appreciated that. Yeah. No, because I've never been busy in my life, so I wouldn't understand what it's like to be busy and to not text somebody back. I don't understand that.
I mean, yeah. I can't. I'm not talking talk to you. On her etiquette, you know.
Yeah,
could I never text anybody back? I have 2,100.
You text me back today?
I did text you back.
Yeah, so yeah. I wasn't. I saw you jump into. You thought it was you, but you text me back.
I did.
I was surprised.
I did. Well, that's because I realized I could make it. And then I saw that you texted. It all worked out.
Yeah, it all worked out. And now I got to do the pod with you.
Right. Yeah.
And you guys have to go because you're going to the Comedy Store to do comedy. You guys are real comedians.
Yeah.
I look up. I hope to be that.
Someday.
Way. Yeah. And then as soon as I am, fuck you guys. I'm out.
No.
I'm different. I was. This is my life.
That's
and
good.
If I have like 100 fans.
You've had a whole bunch of lives, though.
Yeah.
Like, you have lives where you've gotten the shit kicked out of you. You've done so many sports and hardcore activities, and now you get to sit on a couch. That's great for you. But if your other option was, you know, touring, right? Comedy.
Yeah.
You'd choose that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because I want.
But if I got the shit kicked out of me my whole life, and then somebody's like, you want to sit on a couch and talk? I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude.
I don't know.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
I don't know if I would choose. I
never thought of that.
Touring is exhausting, though.
See, I never. Getting the shit kicked out of me, I never looked at it like that, you know?
You get to sit on a couch and make money. That's probably so incredible. I feel that way about, because I used to be a contractor. I'm like, I don't have to touch a tool ever again. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, but you didn't love your job.
I fucking hated my job.
Right. See, I loved skateboarding. The only thing I don't love about it now is my 52-year-old body won't do the tricks that it used to do.
Yeah.
So nobody's going to pay me to go on the road anymore. But would I want to go on the road and be a pro skateboarder? I never want to let that go.
Yeah.
I still think I'm a pro skateboarder.
Yeah.
Like, I still talk like it. I made a video today where I was like, hey, what's it like to be an old washed up pro skateboarder? Pro. Like, somebody actually DM'd me and said, hey, man, you're not pro anymore. You don't make money from skateboarding. I'm in recovery, so I didn't say anything to that person. But I wanted to answer and be like, listen, fuck face. Like, yeah. Come to the ramp right now and I'll show you, like.
Come to the ramp right now.
Yeah, see, because I want to.
Meet you at the ramp.
I got problems still. Somebody.
I want to go on the ramp.
I almost fought two people on the freeway today. And I was like, I will fight you. If you
I
pull
almost
over,
fought
I
my
will
Uber
fight.
Driver for being too nice today.
For being nice?
Piece of shit.
Wait.
Dude, this fucking piece of shit. Sorry.
Wait, I'm being nice? Was it
I
fake
get in the
nice?
Car,
did you sense it was fake nice?
It was a chatty
it
Cathy.
It was real nice.
Because I see you getting angry when people are nice to you and you think it's fake. Do you think I fake think you're
it
funny?
It wasn't fake. I don't. Here's the thing.
Okay, wait,
I got
I'm sorry we keep interrupting you, but is this going to be a Los Angeles kind of nice that made you angry or a generic could have found it anywhere kind of nice?
Generic.
Okay, thank you.
L.A. nice,
that was a good question.
I know how to deal with that. L.A. nice, I just blow off. But when they're authentically nice,
yeah.
I can't blow it off because I feel like such a c***. So I had to be like, I was like, hey, man, he like is being really chatty. And I was like, hey, man, I got to tell you, we have like an hour long drive. I have been on the road for so long and I just need to like take breaks when I can. So I'm just going to check out, you know? And he was like, okay, thank you for telling me. And I was like, great. Thought everything was good. Set my boundary. And then he kept talking and I got so mad and I would just be like, yeah. But the rage, and I just started building this case against him. I was like, he probably goes home and tells his family like, no, I like my job. I meet all these people because he's justifying the fact that he does this fucking job.
Yep.
And I got so mad and I was like, and I'm his way of justifying it because if I start talking to him, he tells himself he had a good conversation.
I can relate.
Okay.
I would be mad.
Okay, good.
That's
if
not,
I set a boundary and you just fucking walk over it.
That's not
a nice thing to do.
It's not a nice
so thing. So this is not actually a nice person.
But he might have been mental.
Then he's driving a car that I'm in and I don't like that.
Yeah.
Okay, fair argument.
This is sort of a different but tangential subject. You gotta carry some earbuds with you, even if they're not Bluetooth to anything, just so you can stick them.
That's
in.
A power move. Yeah, wasn't even on my radar.
Tell everybody your podcast where they can find everybody.
BNN with Jordan, patreon.com/BNNpod for all board website. And Jordan Jensen, LOL Stop, is my Instagram. punchuplive.com for all my dates. Goodbye.
You can find me, Sarah Weinschenk, at Princess Shank on Instagram every Monday on This Bitch, every Wednesday on Shank. That's S-H-E-N-K. All the tickets to my shows are my link tree at Princess Shank. Princess like normal and then another S-H-E-N-K.
Thanks for doing the show, you guys. Thank you guys. See you guys next week. Thanks. Don't die.